Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Oteta, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. So, our question for today, do people need to know God, or do they really have to have faith to have a life with purpose and meaning?
Okay. It is important for people to know God first, so that they can have faith, because you cannot have faith without God. Romans chapter 10, verse 15 to 17, the information, the relationship between man and God develops faith. That's what I can.
Say that again, Pastor. I think I lost you there for a minute. Say that again. Pastor Oteta?
I was saying that people need... Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, people need to know God so that they can have faith. So you need to have a relationship with God so that you develop faith. Right. Because Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. So without having knowledge of the word of God, you cannot have faith in him.
Okay.
Is it audible?
I hear you.
Yes. So then when we start to talk about the basis, the establishment of faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, when it talks about the substance of things hoped for, it's talking about the word again. That's the substance. When you are standing on the foundation of the word, then faith is developed there.
Okay. I'm waiting patiently, yes. Pastor, because I think the crux of the person's question is about a life with purpose and meaning. And I suspect it moves from the premise that there are a lot of people who don't know God, who don't even believe in anything, atheists, agnostics, people who don't believe they need faith at all. And according to those people, they are living a life with meaning and purpose. And hence the person is asking, if we can see those people living with purpose and they don't know God, they don't have faith, do people need to know God or have faith to have a life with purpose and meaning?
The purpose is that they'll be
saying... Sorry, Pastor. Please try again. You said, I would, and then you got cut. So please try it again, please, Pastor.
Okay. I would say that people need to know God first. Everyone in the world. Because when we talk about purpose and meaning of life, it is derived by the one who have given that person life.
Right.
So to those that have... a life of purpose and meaning without God, they are fulfilling their purpose, not God's purpose.
Okay.
And they can succeed in their lives because they are living with their purpose. But knowing God, in a way, he shows you your purpose of existence. That's what you have to fulfill. That's why we need to know God.
Yeah. So
that's what I can say.
So there are different purposes and meanings I'm gathering from what you're saying. Am I understanding you well, Pastor? There's your purpose and there's
Correct.
God's purpose.
There is God's purpose, which the Bible says God's will. So the people can have their own purposes to say, I want to fulfill this, I want to do this.
Right.
But the reasons of existence, the reason why you have been made in your peculiar, unique way in this world.
Right.
It belongs to God. So without God, you cannot fulfill it. You can die happy saying, I fulfilled my purpose.
Right.
But that's yours.
Yeah.
But there is God's purpose for your life that you need to fulfill.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you can still live a life with purpose and meaning. It's just not the same purpose and meaning for those people who believe in God. Am I understanding you well, Pastor?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Loud and clear. Thank you very much, Pastor. Appreciate your time and your insights. Talking to you tomorrow.
Blessings.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to the pastor tomorrow.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.